I'm instructed by the Spirit of God this afternoon to go to the book of Romans. Chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Now, it is the word sozo. It means saved, soundness. It means healing. All of those things. In the book of James, call on the elders of the church. They'll pray over, anoint that person with oil and pray over them in the name. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It's the same word. Heal the sick. It's exactly the same. A prayer of faith in what? The name. The name. I had, so you can just barely see this, you can see a little scar right there. It looked, it's just about the size of a grain of sand. And it was just there on the back of my hand. I really didn't pay any attention to it. And I scratched it and it began to itch and then it began to hurt a little bit. So, I was talking to Dr. Weeder, David Weeder, about it. He said, we better go have that thing looked at. So we did. Got over there. And, of course, I introduced myself to the doctor. He said, yes, Mr. Copeland, I know who you are. And he was a man of color. And he said, my grandparents have been partners of yours for years. I said, well, glory to God. He said, yes, amen. Well, he biopsied that and came back. And he said, now it is malignant. I said, okay. So, knowing what the Bible said, I called my pastor George and Terry. They came over to the house, and we had Kelly and John on the phone. Gloria's very close friend, Bebe, was there. And we're in the kitchen. And I just told them what the report was. And I said, Pastor, I call you, you're my pastor, and I call you an elder of church. Anoint this with oil, please. So he opened his Bible to the book of James and read those verses. And he took oil on his finger and he touched that little white looking thing. And a shock fired through my body. And just suddenly I said, ha, 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 whoa! Whoa, that did it. I didn't pay any more attention to it. He said, well, now I need to send you over to another doctor. Well, it was this doctor's job to open that up and shave little shavings until there was no more cancer cells. So they said, come prepared, and you may be here 30 minutes, you may be here a couple of hours, we don't know. But as soon as doctor finds no cancer cells, then they will come in and let you know, and then he'll sew that up. So we went in there and they came in. He came in and did his thing, you know. So we sat there for Oh, I don't remember now. 30 minutes maybe. And the assistant said, "Well, Mr. Copeland, there's no more cancer cells. You may go." Well, of course there weren't any more cancer cells. They got killed by obeying the word. See, those words contained my complete healing. And by being obedient to them and not getting all worried about it, oh, you mean, you know, cancer, whoa. No, just don't ever let the devil see you sweat. The Lord taught me that years and years ago. And so he sewed that up, and you really can't see it unless you just look at it very closely. But that's my testimony. Amen. Amen. This is my testimony. And I promised God. I went to the Lord and I said, "Well, maybe I'll just quit flying." He said, "No, you don't either." He said, "I called you to fly." He said, "You quit when I tell you you can quit." Well, they won't insure me anymore in the jets. So I had to go back flying piston airplane. They're harder to fly. There's just a whole lot more stuff to do with them. Anyway, so I had to start getting checked out in that and you know, draw my speed level back down. Back down to the low level, you know. And Tracy Harris and I have a Beechcraft twin engine Baron in common.
Yes, we do.
That airplane had gone back and forth between the two of us. Well, it's back and it's staying. Because the Beechcraft Baron is the airplane that I got my multi-engine rating in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Gloria rode in the back seat while I was getting trained by a man named Harvey Abbott. He was chief pilot there. And later, led Harvey to the Lord, and he quit and went in the ministry. But he was training me, and Gloria was in the back seat. And my boss, Claude Hobart, he gave me my check ride. Well, Gloria was standing over there waiting. It was one bright and pretty morning, a brand new Beechcraft Baron. And so they gave me my multi-engine rating, and I was on my way. And she was right there in the whole thing all those years. Still is. Did you know she learned how to fly? She has 88 hours. I have her logbook. A good friend of mine taught her how to fly. Now, the day I soloed, I wanted that guy out of that airplane's bed. Just get out of here. But now when she soloed, it was different. Man, she just didn't want me coming. I didn't tell you I wouldn't. So I just sneaked out there and watched behind the hangar when she took off. Boy, she did a good job. And so since he knew where she was going on her first cross country, which had to be 200 miles away from Fort Worth. So she was going to Tyler, I think it was. So we followed her, listening on the radio, and had all the same frequencies. We just slowed the airplane down and stayed behind her long. And she checked in, gave the tail number, just precisely. And so he came back with normally. She said, "This is my first solo cross country. So I need help, please. He said, well, yes, ma'am. He said, now you just keep coming and you just hold your altitude and you just keep coming and I'll watch for you. He's got binoculars in the tower. And he said, when I get you in sight, I will tell you how to enter the pattern. I looked over there at Hugh and I said, did a controller ever talk to you like that? He said, no, I don't think so. She was working on her multi-engine rating when she quit. She said, no, I don't want to do that. You fly. I'm going to ride in the back seat. So here's the whole thing. It's not because I know how to fly. That isn't it. It's the testimony. And I took that Bruce protocol with that defibrillator intact. And so, thank God for modern technology. The tech rep then came out to our place here in Fort Worth and paired up with the pacemaker and turned the defibrillator off because I don't need it.
Amen. Glory to God.
It's the testimony.
Amen.
It's the faith testimony. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
It's that treadmill. It's the faith testimony. And the thing I'm telling you, don't you let things get away. Don't you let it go. Don't let it go and let it go and let it go and you get to the place where you wish you hadn't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take hold. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So take care of it. If I had done what the Lord told me to do, I would never have. He started talking to me way back there and said, start walking and don't stop. I started walking and quit. That's why bad things happen to good people, because good people make bad decisions, bad choices. He gave me the answer to it. Anyway, so now, verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Now listen how he goes all the way back to Moses. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. Now, let me remind you, this is a law book.
Yes. Yes.
There had to be law.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was no law when Cain killed Abel.
Mm-hmm.
It was murder, outright murder.
Mm-hmm.
There was no law against it. So laws had to be put into place. Now you go all the way back to Nimrod. Nimrod, you could put it like this. He formed the first socialist idea, and it started the first war. It will always start a war when you decide that you don't have enough, so you're going to take it away from somebody that does. Somebody's going to fight you over that before it's over. But stay with the book. Now listen to this. Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does these things live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks. Here we are, back to words now. On this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Keith mentioned this morning. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach. Brother Hagin didn't make that up. That's Bible. The word of faith which we preach. The word of faith. This book contains the faith of God. This book contains the love of God. This book contains everything God wanted humankind to know. Amen. Go back and read the book of Job. People say, poor is Job's turkey. Listen, I don't know where Job had any turkeys or not, but if he had, they'd be the finest turkeys in the Middle East. And he would have had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them. He had a bad year. Lasted from, most scholars say, from 9 to 10, 11 months.
That's right.
He went through it. Amen. And there was only one sin involved. Now, we see where he made a lot of mistakes. Only one. God. Now, this is back in the devil's heyday, before he was a defeated foe. And God said to him, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, does he serve you for nothing? You have built a wall, a hedge around him. But I say he will curse you to your face. That was the sin. Don't dig around and find out a bunch of other stuff. That was it. His wife did it. She's the one that opened the door for the devil to come roaring in there. She's the one that did it. So see, if you're going to, the devil has to put something on your heart, start saying it. You have to start saying it. You have to start saying it. Start saying it. She said, why don't you just curse God and die? Mm-hmm. No, he wouldn't do it. Words. Words that contain. You can go to Job and read those words and just relax. Don't try to, you know, just, but there's one that you really need to see. I'll paraphrase. I prayed, and the thing that I so greatly feared has come upon me. But I will not curse God. And God increased him and doubled him, and he was the richest man in the East. Amen. And may I add something else? Nobody knows what color his skin was. It just said he's the richest man in the East. Words. Faith-filled words. So now, go here. But what does it say? the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, sozo, so you shall be healed. For with your heart, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture said, the Scripture says something, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they've not believed? They can't. How can they believe in him and they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How then shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and glad tidings of good things, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, say, so then, faith comes. Notice cometh is in italics. Faith by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Pray, believe you receive it. Not after you see it, not after you feel it, because you're changing something here. This is the prayer of faith that changes things.
Yes. Join us for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, November 10th through November 12th. Register today at kcm.org/DC.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The words you speak have the power to direct your life, but God gave you a choice. Will you speak according to the life-giving word of God or according to the world? Get Choose Life, Choose Words, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and train yourself to speak only life every day. God's plan has always been to get his blessing to you, and your words have the power to release it. Jesus said to seek first his kingdom, and everything you need will be added to you. When you learn to do things God's way and say what God says, your life will thrive. Even when the rest of the world is in famine, you can be a distributor of God's blessing. That's what his blessing is all about. Find out what God's word says, align your mouth with it, and live in the unforced rhythms of his grace. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, Choose Life, Choose Words, free on MP3 disc or DVD. Your voice, the words you speak, determine the conditions of your life. So choose God's word and live a blessed life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. God has a good plan for your life, one that is filled with hope and prosperity. In Jeremiah 29:11-13, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. That's the kind of life God has planned for you. And it all starts with receiving Jesus into your heart and making Him the Lord of your life. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's through Him that we have come to the Father. And Jesus is the door. When you enter by Him, you will be saved. Just pray this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. I give myself to You, and I ask You to lead me and guide me, direct me in my life, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Lord, I want everything that You have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. Today begins your new life as a born-again child of God. You now have a covenant with God that includes His good plans to give you a future and a hope. To help you understand more about your new life in Christ, KCM has some resources to send you. It's called The Salvation Package, and it includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Read this book and learn what God has provided for you and how you can access His blessing every day of your life. There's also two brochures that will guide you in reading your Bible and help you grow spiritually as you study the Word of God. Request your salvation package today. It's free on kcm.org. It's time to energize your spirit and fuel up your faith. The Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign starts this Thursday, November 10th, and goes through Saturday, November 12th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia, for a timely word following the midterm elections. You'll want to be there. Come and experience total immersion in the Word of God in person. It'll equip your spirit, renew your mind, and build your faith as you hear the Word preached. The Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign is a free event, so register today at kcm.org/events. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free package. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful Word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org.uk/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the Scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.